Welcome to Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement to the multimedia blog Arts of Cultures, where we make a personal connection with today's trending topics, or not. I'm your host, Tamika Cody. This episode was inspired by an Instagram post that talked about creatives being paid not by cash, check, or charge, but by exposure. Now, as a freelance multimedia journalist, I get requests all the time to produce content for someone's website or blog, and they expect me to do it for free, or in their case, exposure. But it's not just creatives who get offered to be paid in exposure. Entrepreneurs in the food industry are also faced with this dilemma. Joining me today to discuss why exposure just won't pay the bills is the face behind the sweet, tasty treat, Butta Cake. Butta Cake and I met about a year ago, and the one topic that keeps trending in our entrepreneurial circle is clients wanting to pay us in exposure. We talk about it so much, I decided it was time to bring the discussion to you. Take a listen. So Butta Cake, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yay! I've been wanting her to get on this podcast forever. And I was just like, I couldn't figure out what we can talk about. But that post that you had put on Instagram with the cartoon character saying, oh, you did a great job. And the guy was like, here's my invoice. And then the guy was like, oh, I'm not going to pay you any money. Here's some exposure. And then the guy takes the exposure. Oh, this is great. And goes to try and buy ice cream.
What's that?
So yeah, man, but before we get things started, I want to talk to the audience about how Butta Cake and I connected. Can we tell people your real name?
Absolutely.
So you go ahead.
Oh, hey, my name is Mata.
Yay! And she's amazing. I love her. So Butta Cake and I are Mata. We met about a year ago, mm-hmm. and she had her little cakes and the little thing. Both of our stories are totally different. I remember her trying to shove her cake down my throat. And then I was like, oh my gosh, the cake is amazing. And then I was like, oh, let me try this jelly with that. And then I wanted to know her story. And let me tell you, I love her story, her entrepreneurial story. And we just connected and clicked. So instead of me telling everybody her story, I'm going to have her tell the story. So tell the audience how you took that leap, why and when and all that good stuff.
Okay. So I was a pastry chef. I was working in the restaurants. I was completely exhausted. So I took a break from that and I went into the corporate life. So I was managing a Whole Foods Market bakery. And then I realized that that wasn't really quite the fit for me. And then that's when I decided maybe it's time to start my own business.
And from what I already know your story. I just know mm-hmm. everybody else doesn't know the story. How did you come up with Butta Cake? I don't want your secret ingredient. Plus, she ain't going to tell me all. But
no, I won't. So how I came up with the name Butta Cake, I have always been most known for my butter cakes. I was in a few restaurants, took that recipe along with me. They loved it. Every restaurant I left, I took the recipe with me. They tried to recreate it. Nobody ever really got it quite the same. Going to holiday parties and everybody's like, what? You brought red velvet. We want the butter cake. Where's the butter cake? So when I did finally decide to start a business, my brother said, well, what are you going to name it? And I was like, I don't know, Cakes by Mata or something. Because, you know, that's what everybody was naming their businesses. Right. And he was like, nah, that's really lame. And my brother works in marketing. He's been in it for a while. And so after kind of just going back and forth, I was like, okay, butter cakes, butter cake. And it just came to me.
Yeah, I love the name.
Thank you.
It totally suits you. And every time I see her, I'm like, butter cake. And then now I just call you Mata.
Wow.
Yeah. You were weird. In my phone as Butta Cake.
Most people call me Butta Cake. Sometimes I forget my name.
But I mean, we break bread and we drink wine and we know each other's families.
This
so
is true.
It's like you're no longer Butta Cake anymore, right. But you still are. But you get my point. So can we talk about how your entrepreneurial journey has had the ups and some downs?
Okay. So I like fairly early, I felt like things were going great. I was doing lots of farmers markets and meeting lots of people that I wouldn't have met otherwise. I was able to meet Mona Scott. She's the executive producer of Love and Hip Hop. Oh. She had my cake.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
What?
She loved it. She took a photo with it.
What?
Yeah.
Is that out on social somewhere?
It sure is.
Okay. All right. I got to go
I'll
find
repost it.
Thank you. Do that. Throwback.
Mm-hmm. Yes, throwback. And so, yeah, just I've been able to meet lots of really great people through doing, you know, all the networking and the events and trying to sell my cakes, even people that live in the local neighborhoods and things like that. Everything was going very well until people started to recognize. They started to understand, like, oh, you're butter cake. Oh, you're the girl with the cake. Oh, I know that logo. Or, oh, I was at such and such event and I tried this cake already, blah, blah, blah. And then people just started asking me for the cake for free.
See, now that's a problem. Now, as entrepreneurs out there, I'm pretty sure you all can understand when we say running your business takes a lot of effort, energy, and enthusiasm. So why in the world would you want to get paid with exposure?
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond me. So let's talk about, you've shared the stories with me about the freebies. I would get frantic text messages.
Yes.
Tamika, what do you think? And I was like, well, child, you know, maybe give it away once a quarter. But before we get into the whole giving things away once a quarter, let's talk about the experience with the freebies. Have they been going out of control? Do they think that you, why do they expect that you can afford to give away your product?
Well, that's the part that I'm not sure of. Mm. I don't know if I need to post my finances. I don't know if I should like be as clear, you know, as what's the word I'm looking for?
Value? Maybe they
transparent.
Don't transparent.
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
About my life so that people understand, like, I'm not rolling in the dough, no pun intended. I'm just trying to make a way.
Right, you know? Right.
I'm a full-time college student. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. Things in life, they cost money. In the same way that I'm not allowed to go and ask, you know, the oil change guy to do my oil change for free, is the same way that people shouldn't be allowed to ask me to do my profession for free.
Exactly. And to give you all out there a sense of her business about butter cake, it's not just baking big cakes and then walking away. There's a cost in the electricity. There's a cost in the material, whether it's the flour, the dough, or whatever, the tins.
I rent commercial kitchen space.
Done.
Farmers markets, they cost over $100 a day. So when you see us standing out there in the heat, in the, you know, any kind of weather condition, we're not standing there for free hoping that you will buy our cakes, you know. Some of the biggest markets in Jersey City, they charge $120 a day.
And sometimes you may, if you don't sell all your product that day,
you lose that money.
You lose that money and then you're in the red. You know, it's very frustrating. I can imagine it's very frustrating for you as it is for me. Granted, I don't make the products, but as a freelance multimedia journalist, I've had people, you know, say, hey, can you write for my blog? Or, hey, can you edit this and write that? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And they were like, I can't pay you right now, but the exposure will be insane. And I was just like, all right, cool. But, you know, for me, it's easy to quit the minute that I get that text message or email, be like, oh, you missed the deadline on that. I'd be like, hold on, let me check my bank account.
Right.
Yeah, you did not. I didn't get a direct deposit from you. So, you know, here's the thing. As a freelancer who sometimes takes on projects where I'm not getting paid, I just want to let people know out there, if you start to get nasty with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, I can't work for you anymore. And I'll send a nice professional, you know, email or text message or even a phone call and been like, because my thing is like, dude, you are not paying me anything.
Right.
Nothing.
And this exposure is not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed because those same people who you think you're sending me to that may want to pay me, they come up with their own excuses and can't pay me.
Right. Or sometimes I've actually run into the event in which I have done something for free and the person that was exposed has no idea how much that would typically cost and reaches out to me asking if I could do the same thing for them for free.
Mm. And then also talk about if you were asked to do something for free for a particular date and the event gets canceled or moved around or whatever, and you don't know anything about it until the very last minute.
Yes.
And that's money burning through your investments.
And so, it's hard for food services. You know, it's hard for people like me. We're in a food business.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot just save them for a rainy day. I can't put a cake away and hope that somebody buys it next week. You know? I bake fresh every day to order. Mm-hmm. I don't save batter. I don't save any of these things. Every single cake I make is from scratch, 100%. So it gets tough when people flake out on you or bail on you, especially if it's something that they're not paying for.
Right. So what do you, well, I know I gave you this advice, but do you remember the advice I gave you? The business advice that I gave you, so you don't, that doesn't happen to you again.
Oh, I make people sign contracts. I make them put down a deposit. So, you know, God forbid something does happen. At least, you know, I'm not completely SOL.
Right, right. So again, audience, she makes clients, the people who she's doing it for free, mm-hmm. she makes them sign a contract and put down a deposit. Okay, you guys got that? Even though it's for free, she makes them sign a contract and put a deposit down, because if the event is canceled and she's already invested the money and time in making the cakes, she's not losing out on any money. And then if the event just so happens to go on, then what happens to that deposit?
I give it right back.
Done. Yeah. Good business practice. Absolutely. I think so. So let's move on to when you would be willing to give away freebies.
So for instance, last week I went to a Newark school called the KIPP Academy. Mm-hmm. It was a great, great school. I was invited to speak about my career and life as an entrepreneur and things of this nature to help encourage the children. They basically were just doing a week of helping fifth and sixth graders start to learn to understand about, you know, their options in life. Especially being underprivileged, you know, inner city kids, they have to know that they can do a lot of bigger things than what the society is telling them. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, in that event, I made a ton of free cupcakes because
it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Now, what does KIPP stand for?
I am not sure.
Okay, that's fine. But you, it was career day. You went and you you gave back. Basically, you were giving back to the
community. I was giving back to the community. Absolutely. Anything of that nature, I will never, ever charge a dime.
Now, question for you. What if you get those requests like every month? When do you say no?
I can't do it every month. Mm-hmm. I would burn myself out. I try to do one free event every 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so once a quarter.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a good business practice.
Absolutely. And there's a cap too. Like there has to be at least, you know, if you're going to have 100 guests or something like that, that would be great. Because mm-hmm. then that could give me exposure that would lead to further sales.
Right, right. And then also I wanted to backtrack. The other expense is that you deliver your cakes.
I do, free of charge.
Like she gets in her car. And we live in New Jersey, mm-hmm. all right? She gets in her car, and the potholes are crazy.
They sure are.
So that's maintenance on the car. That's gas, and that's tolls, right?
Yes.
And she delivers in inclement weather as well. She does.
Snowstorm, everything.
Everything. So, guys, especially when it comes down to entrepreneurs, please don't ask for anything for free. Please don't. And if you are, make sure it's for a purpose.
Yes.
Right? Not just be like, hey girl, can you hook me up? And family members too. What's your advice about close friends and family?
I actually have been so lucky. My mom has paid for every single cake she's ever eaten from me. I try to give her free cakes and she's like, no. Same thing. My dad, he pays for them. My aunts and uncles, all of my best friends, they pay for every single cake
I pay
ever
for
asked
my cakes
to make.
Too. Yes. Unless she gives it to me for free. But I'm like, no, your cake made it to Germany.
Yes.
And we bought the cake to go to. We need another batch because we're making another trip.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And,
but you'll
and I know
order.
You're going to pay for that batch.
Yes. Because I'm still waiting for my other batch. Hello. Yes. Where's my marshmallow and my s'mores? But I get it. It's all right. I'm not going to put you on
the season
anymore.
Has passed.
Whatever. The ingredients are still out there. So, so folks, once again, once a quarter, it's okay to give for free, but
Absolutely.
Make sure it's with a purpose.
And I think if you're an entrepreneur listening to this, really sit down and think about the person that you're giving this to for free. You know, really think about how this is going to impact them, how this is going to impact you. Do you guys have like the same end goal in mind? Are you supporting the same cause? Don't just give things away for free just because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just don't give things away for exposure.
Right.
Done. So I wanted to bring up one of the social media mavens that I love out there, which actually got me thinking about exposure and working for free. Her name is Felicia Walker. Felicia Walker. want to put respect the name. She's a beauty blogger for This That Beauty. And I remember she had posted something. This was probably like 6 months ago. She has a bracelet that says, pay me. And every now and again, she'll, you know, go on a short little rant on either Snapchat or Insta stories, and also put a post on her Instagram page explaining, hey, my title might be beauty blogger, but it's a lot of work. You know, don't expect me to come out and represent for free. You know, I need money, mm-hmm. you know, and she has a young daughter who's in private school, and, you know, she's got bills to pay, and she's actually one of your customers.
She is.
And she did pay you.
She absolutely did. I delivered to her house on Thanksgiving Day.
See? And she even went on to Instagram or Snapchat, one of those, and was like, you know, talking about the cake and the crust. Oh, my mouth is watering. The crust around, and that stuff is addictive. But here's the thing. Felicia understands the hustle. Mm-hmm. I don't think she will ever expect for another entrepreneur to give her something for free.
Right.
So she's one of the people that I really look up to with the whole pay me. And she actually gave me encouragement by saying, okay, it's time for me to stop doing the multimedia journalism stuff for free and start to charge, you know, whatever that is, but not in exposure.
Right.
Okay. There's this song by Tina Turner, Private Dancer. And if you part of the song, she says Dutch marks or dollars. This was back in the 80s. So there's no more Dutch marks because it's now the euro. So she sings Dutch marks or dollars. American Express will work nicely, thank you. Dutch marks are dollars. American Express will do nicely, thank you. Let me loosen up your collar. Tell me, do you want to see me do the shimmy again? She's a prostitute, right? Mm. She's a private dancer or a stripper, whatever, right? But she's just saying, hey, I need to get paid too.
Right.
And I'll take, you know, cash, check, or charge, basically. Yep.
Well,
you know,
we don't take checks these days. It's 2017.
Yeah. What do we do now? Venmo? PayPal? I'm on PayPal. So I'll
cash is king.
There we go. So anyway, I hope that everyone out there listening right now, if you are an entrepreneur, know that it is okay to ask for payment. Know that it is okay to say no when someone is asking for something for free. Know that you have value. What if you're providing a service, if you are providing a product, get paid for that.
Exactly.
You know, and don't shortchange yourself because people may not take you seriously. I think that's the end goal there. That you want to be taken seriously as an entrepreneur. It's tough. You know, it's hard to get the funding. It's hard to get the bank loans. And, you know, if you're starting from scratch, the hustle is real. You know,
it's really difficult.
It's super difficult. So please, entrepreneurs, don't feel guilty. And for those people out there, what do we call them? The freebie eaters? I don't know. What do we call them? We need to come up with a hashtag for them. Stop asking for people. Stop asking entrepreneurs and freelancers and contractors for free products.
Especially when we know you have the means. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of big names, you know, magazines and things of this nature that have reached out to me, and they want my cakes, but they want them for free.
Mm-mm.
I'm not doing it.
Exposure pays nothing. It does not pay the bills. So where can people find you on social?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at buttacake, B-U-T-A cake. You can email me, buttacake@hotmail.com.
And she also ships internationally. Where's the farthest?
No, nationwide.
Nationwide, you don't ship internationally?
I tried to, but
it just didn't work?
Yeah. Right. It's expensive.
Okay. And it's just not worth
it. It's not worth it. Yeah. My cakes are $10.
Yes. And they're so good. Wait, are you going to do the jars this season?
We'll see.
Okay. See, I'm her friend, y'all. She won't even tell me. It just pops up and I'm like, oh my God, I must have this. And they could place the orders through where? On Facebook and the website?
So the site is squareup.com/store/buttercake.
I'll make sure that I put the link in the show notes for people to click the link and all that good stuff. Thank you so much, Mata, for joining us today to talk about, honey, exposure can't pay my bills. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
All right now. If you're a photographer, a videographer, a graphics designer, a writer, an event planner, or anything where you are trying to earn a supplemental income through your hobby or passion, please don't take exposure for payment. Now, starting out, you may have to work for free, but give yourself a time limit on when you will stop offering your products and services for free. When I started out as a freelance multimedia journalist nearly about 5 years ago, I did some work for free. I won't mention any names, but at first the work was fulfilling and rewarding. But then the table started to turn and I became frustrated. The entrepreneur became extremely demanding of my time. I decided to walk away from the promising startup after I received a reprimanding text reminding me that I didn't complete a task. I thought to myself, well, I'm not even getting paid anything for this assignment, not even exposure. So I said it was time for me to hang it up and move on. Now, today I work with only one person who I do not charge. I'm doing it because I want to, not because I have to. I'm not even getting paid in exposure. Listen, at the end of the day, how you get paid is all up to you. And I'll leave you with this. Know your worth. Know that your unique skills are valuable. Your time is valuable. If you are good at what you do, never, ever do it for free. Now, this is where I turn the mic over to you. Have you been paid an exposure? How did it work out? To leave your comments for me to play on the next episode of Better Said Than Written, dial 646-883-2639. That's 646-883-2639. Or you can email your views to tcsviews@gmail.com. That's tcsviews@gmail.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Better Said Than Written. To keep up with what sparks my interest, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TC's Views. Until next time, I'm your host, Tamika Cody.